This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. That phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time before the end of the show, so give us that call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. Now, the last hour, we talked a lot about different pollinators and different things that you could be looking at. And one of the pollinators that I brought up, and I meant to get back to and talk about, somebody actually made a comment on our Facebook recent post, and it brought it back, so I appreciate it, was I had made the comment about how goldenrod is a pollinator, right? Well, there is that, that thought of goldenrod being like, oh my God, hay fever, I can't plant that in my yard, it's so bad, da-da-da-da-da. We could go on and on for hours. But it's actually, there's a bit difference between the goldenrod and the ragweed, right? We talk about the hay fever that we have, we always think it's goldenrod from it, right? But there's the goldenrod that you can plant that is a great pollinator. And I meant to touch back on it, so I appreciate it. There was a post on our Facebook page. We post our newsletter multiple times during the week, and Charlene had written on there. So I appreciate that. Sometimes when I get on a roll, I don't go back to what I wanted to touch on, and that was one of them, because I made a little bit of a joke about it, and I knew I should have come back to it. So thank you for that. Look into some things. That's the other part of this. You know, I talk about education a lot and looking into products and looking into plants, looking into what you need to be doing, etc. And a little thing like that, when you look at goldenrod and you hear about it, you're like, oh, nope, not going to do it. It's too much of a allergy type thing, when in fact it really isn't. So that's where you got to do some research. That's why, you just hear something once or twice. It could just be like, oh, not doing it. It's just like for a while there, we talked about poinsettias, right? Poinsettias, everybody didn't want to have them because they were poisonous to the children, poisonous to their pets, etc. Yes, they're poisonous, but the fact of the matter is you need to eat about your weight. Or, for a cat or a dog or, a kid, they need to eat their weight in leaves. And we know at this point, you're not going to have that many leaves in the house unless you really enjoy the poinsettia throughout the year. But just doing a little bit of research shows you the difference in that. So just wanted to bring that up. It just brings a great point of doing that research and learning about some plants and knowing that they might not all be bad, right? It might not be a bad thing for you to have some of these plants. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, one of the things that, you know, we talked about, you know, your systemic houseplant. We talked about using all seasons oil or neem oil during the season to get rid of a few of these issues. Well, another thing I'd like to see you do, so maybe you don't have to worry about these insects as much, and it's not an insecticide, but the product from Natural Alternative called Protolizer. It really is something else, this Protolizer. It gives you so much back to your plant. It actually will work. It's like a vitamin for your plants. It will work with fertilizers in order to help build it up. It's the product is, has so many billions of beneficial microbes to help grow roots and secure that plant health, right? So it's an additive. It can be used when you're just starting out seeds. It can go with bulbs, flowers, roses, veggies, trees, shrubs, whichever. But it will. It's one of those things that will actually start helping your roots within 24 hours. You hear me a lot of times talk with Victoria from Natural Alternative, and this is one of the products that we talk about all year. It's something from beginning to end is what we talk about all season long. And, you know, they have multiple sizes, multiple options for you. And it can be used many different ways, right? It can be used as something to help a plant that has some issues. And by using that every couple weeks, even every week, where some plants have issues, then building it out to every 2 weeks, then to once a month. But adding this is like, you know, taking our vitamins. We take vitamins, or some of us do take vitamins daily to have that, you know, what you can't get from the what you're eating, what you're doing, etc. This is what Protolizer does. It gives those extra added to it, and it's definitely perfect for it. It is 100% organic, so that's a bonus, right? We love the organic products, but that's an extra bonus. The other thing, one thing, you know, we should look at for the spring with this product is transplant shock. We might not be thinking, oh, we're getting a plant from a garden center. It's not going to go into shock. When you put it from a pot to the ground, it can have some transplant-type shock, and this is one of those things that would do it. It's really added with some, you know, it can be used as that starter to help it so it doesn't have that shock. Build some of those root system to get the nutrients from other areas, get water from other areas. You know, this is what it does is with your roots, you know, you think of a root system, you think how it goes down, but those little white hairs on there, that's what it builds up, allowing to get moisture and nutrients a little bit easier. So something really to think about. It's called Protolizer from Natural Alternative. And I definitely highly recommend it. Now, I did hear we have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I was wondering. I heard on the news where the butterflies are going to be extinct if people don't start doing something about it. I think it's because of the cold, maybe when they're migrating or other stuff. I was wondering if you heard anything about it.
Well, yeah, that, you know, it's going around that these things could happen, but I think we can help prevent that by, you know, like we talked about planting pollinators, doing that type of thing, and inviting those butterflies into our gardens. You know, it you might find that it's some different butterflies that will tend to eventually be endangered and become extinct. But I will say the monarch butterfly this year, based on what I saw, I definitely think there are a good amount out there to be pushing going forward. The garden center I work at, one of the guys who runs our perennial yard, actually documented day by day a monarch butterfly starting out from caterpillar getting to the monarch butterfly. And at one point, He had about six or seven pods on one plant. So pretty cool. But I see it as they're out there still. But I think what we need to do is add those pollinators to the garden, getting some of those plants, because we focus on the big aspect of it when we get to a home. You know, we landscape the front of it and we put the, you know, the accent plants here and there, but we don't go into that next level. And I think that's where we need to go next.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I mentioned it earlier how just by, you know, part of it is leaving an area untidy, you know, leaving it, you know, not taking care of it. Mm-hmm. But in essence, you're kind of taking care of it because you know for a fact that you're leaving it like it is, so you can get some of those bees to be able to find a shelter, find a area to go, insects to go, etc. So I think by doing more of the pollinators, more native plants, and adding plants to the garden, I think we're going to do better.
Do they lay eggs on the plants here, or...?
So it's all in different areas.
Really?
Yeah, it depends on the the butterfly, the where it is. Some of them will go to southern areas to stay warmer, and then continue the process and go to the next. It's all by the heat. They do like the warmth, so they do move from spot to spot.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mary, you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, Mary had brought up a good point at the end there. You know, how do they, you know, where do they lay their eggs, etc.? Well, I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I remember seeing a map of the migration for like a monarch butterfly. And I wanted to look it up again, and I found it. And it's actually really cool of how this process goes. So basically, there is a major overwintering area in southern Mexico where the monarchs start. There are some areas in California as well as a small area in Florida, but the major area is definitely in Mexico. And it's a pretty interesting how this happens, right? So they'll leave the overwintering grounds in Mexico in early spring. Along their route, the monarchs will mate and reproduce. Their lives are lived within a short couple weeks. So when you kind of think of a butterfly, it's only a couple weeks, right? And then their offspring will continue the migration northwards in search of food and milkweed. So they'll go north. And so in the spring, they're in the southern part of the country, basically under Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, south. There's also an area in part of Texas into the west in California where it's actually spring and summer. But then the monarchs will get into New England and the northern part of the country in the summer. But here's the thing that's kind of crazy, right? So when the season shifts in late summer and early fall, the last generation of monarchs will begin, they'll head south, right? They know, even though they're not the ones who left from this overwintering site, they instinctively know where to go. All right, like I said, there's some in California, some in Florida, but the biggest one is in Mexico. So they basically, this generation, the last generation, right before winter, have the longest trek because they're the ones going from the last area that they hit on the north all the way back to winter, to Mexico for the winter. And these ones, and this is where I was confused for a while, but this is really cool. These monarchs enter a reproductive diapause. It's a state where the body will temporarily pause reproduction until the following spring. So these monarchs will take this journey from, you know, all the way up here in Massachusetts, back down to Mexico at the end of the season. The body will go into like this pause. Then in the spring, they will spend, they will get up, take the first leg of that relay north, and then the next generation will happen. It's kind of crazy how it goes, but it's a cycle, right? And they just instinctively know where to go. You know, it is such an intelligent insect, right? This butterfly, just to know based on generations of what to do and where to go. So it was pretty cool, you know, process here, and I appreciate Mary for bringing it up. But it is, you know, when you look at it and see where they're going and how they go, it's amazing that we're seeing them up here in New England from where they start, right? So definitely something to take a look at, but it's they're pretty cool. If you've ever watched them from the caterpillar to the cocoon to becoming the butterfly, it's really cool. Now, it's not just, you know, monarchs that you can, that you'll see it as much. I talked about this last year. My two daughters and I went to a butterfly sanctuary in Westford, Mass. This past year, which is something to do, right, during the pandemic. Get them out of the house for a bit. And it was just so cool to see all the different butterflies and how they're going to go into that next stage, etc. So it's just really cool when you start doing research and getting that information. I know I really enjoy learning something new. And again, I've seen this this map many times, but when Mary brought it up, I said, oh, I got to look at that again because it is pretty cool. So take a look at it. You'll be surprised how far a monarch butterfly will go in the fall just to start the process over. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is hoping to help administer more than 100 million coronavirus vaccinations within President Biden's first 100 days in office. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedman tells Fox that while vaccinations may not drive down overall cases, it will save people's lives.
It may drive death rates down, especially if we can vaccinate more people in nursing homes and people over the age of 65. Those are the individuals who account for, in the case of nursing homes, about 40% of deaths, over 65, 80% of deaths.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is now reassuring people that the vaccine is safe.
I'm going to take the vaccine. There's no politics here. My mother and my daughters, I would not let take the vaccine unless I believed it was safe. It is safe.
This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has revealed that a Texas man who allegedly participated in the January 6th Capitol insurrection also posted online death threats against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a Capitol police officer. Garrett Miller of Richardson, Texas, faces 5 criminal charges stemming from the January 6th Capitol insurrection. He posted on social media pictures of himself at the insurrection. He also wrote that the officer who fatally shot a 35-year-old Trump supporter deserves to die, and tweeted that someone should assassinate AOC. He was arrested Wednesday, and federal prosecutors are asking a judge to keep him in jail pending trial. A 4th man has pled guilty to a Minneapolis, Minnesota police precinct after George Floyd's death in May. Devon Turner was indicted for arson. Floyd died after a police officer knelt on his neck for over 8 minutes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're talking a lot about pollinators and what we can be doing this year. Pretty cool stuff just to be thinking about, right? It's not just about, you know, making the garden look good. It's about what you can do for everyone else, including your insects and pollinators. So definitely some cool stuff. So if you got some questions in regards to that, give us a call. If you got some ideas, definitely we're here to listen. But I do think it's some good information to be looking at pollinators for this year and what we can be doing. I've said it a few times, but our phone number, 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Now, some things we should be thinking about. You know, look this year, if we're doing some container gardenings or replanting, look for some great soil, right? Some of that good soil that you can find would be through Espoma Organic Potting Soils. They get a bunch of different styles. Their potting mix is awesome. You just use it by the touch test, and you can tell the difference of their product from others and how great it is. But it's not just a potting mix. They have seed starter mix. They have a moisture mix. They have some different products that you might like, you know, like the African violet, the cactus mix. This spring, look for their raised bed mix. Though that's a real good one. They also have a garden soil for vegetable and flower garden soil, which is awesome. They have some of the best soils out there. So I definitely highly recommend looking into using Espoma products. They're all natural and organic. They have top quality blends. And the great thing in all their products, they have that mycotone mycorrhizae. That mycorrhizae is that beneficial bacteria that attacks the root system in a beneficial way that allows it to grow stronger roots. So definitely something to look at. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Hudson.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling to ask your opinion on something. I live in an area that of houses that are surrounded by oak trees and pine trees. And in the last few weeks, neighbors at the beginning of my street, it's probably about three neighbors, have gotten together and hired a tree company to come in and cut down a lot of those oak trees. And they looked perfectly healthy to me. I don't know if maybe there's something wrong with the oak trees that I don't know about, but it breaks my heart because now they've taken down so many oak trees. It took this company at least 2 weeks to cut them down and remove them.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, you know, what your thoughts are on this. I'm really worried. I have no idea why they would do that.
Yeah, you know, there are a few, like, diseases out there, but they're not very common that you would see as much. Like, there is an anthracnose that could have them. You know, did they just, like, clear-cut everything? Was it around the houses or just on the main road?
It was around the houses.
Okay.
And now their neighbors that are next to them, you know, have no privacy anymore. You know, they just cut it all down. I don't understand why. I almost feel as though I should go and ask them why they're cutting them down. But, you know, I'm kind of a shy person. I wouldn't, you know, I don't want to do that. But I just was wondering if maybe there's something wrong with oak trees.
I don't know of anything that is wrong with them.
Yeah.
But I do say this, maybe it's something they've been planning so they can do some replanting, do some clean the area up, but
yeah.
Cutting, you know, getting some of the tree work done in the winter is actually one, it's a better option when it comes to price because those tree guys are usually working during the season, right?
Right.
They don't have
right.
a lot of work in the winter.
Oh, it's very expensive. And that's
it definitely
they
is.
Think, why would they buy a house in this area surrounded by trees? They didn't want trees.
I think part of it is just, you know, maybe they're just trying to regenerate the area, get some more sun there.
Yeah.
That could be part of it. I don't know of anything specifically that's wrong with oaks at this time.
Yeah.
I haven't
okay.
heard of like a... you know, something that's really bad for them. I'm trying to think if it was like an ash tree, you know, I
yeah.
might think like the emerald ash borer.
These are like well over 100 feet tall. They're huge. I mean, they're huge oak trees. And maybe, like you say, maybe they want to plant something else. I don't know. And maybe they don't like the leaves that come down in the fall. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, the other thing could be the leaves. It could be the acorns, right, that
yeah.
could be having on there. I'm trying to think of – there's no real – major pest for it. You might see like the tent caterpillar,
yeah.
but
yeah.
that's, you know,
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a, yeah, I can't think of any major insect that would
well,
destroy
that's
it, right?
That's good to know because I'm surrounded by oak trees and I would never cut them down unless I had to.
Yeah, so some of the things too is what might be good for them to do, and just a thought here, is if the whole area is covered in oaks. Let's just, you know, think about this long term. You know, there's the emerald ash borer is one that's going crazy in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It affects all different types of ashes, right?
Right.
When a
right.
plant is just widespread in an area, if something gets to it, it could get to everything quickly, right? So let's hope that when they do, maybe they add some different trees to get some of that shade back and add to it. I don't necessarily think that the oak is going to see a problem. The oak's been around for forever, obviously.
I know.
but I don't know of an issue other than some of the common, like, you know, a scale or,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's really, really what I'm seeing. Maybe you'll see some... Again, like that, the tent caterpillar mm-hmm. would be one of them. But I don't see it being an issue. Maybe, you know, there's probably an ulterior motive to this of what they're doing.
Yeah, I would think so, too, because I'm out in my yard all the time. I love to garden, and I don't see anything wrong with the oak trees. The only thing that I would say is that they absorb a lot of water. So when you plant, you know, shrubs or anything in your yard, you better water them really well because they do suck up a lot of water.
Yeah, that is true, and they're heavy feeders,
yep,
so they do take a lot of the fertilizers.
Yeah, you're probably very right about that, but it gives you so much privacy, and it's so enjoyable to me to walk in the woods. You know, you have wooded areas in your own property that you can walk around in, so I don't know, I'm just very concerned. I hope the rest of my neighbors don't decide to do this.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if the house is surrounded by the oak trees, you could always do, my father did this way back when we first moved to Maine, right? They were clear cutting in the back of the property. The back of the property that my parents owned in Maine was a reserve, right? A nature reserve.
Actually, I've actually been there when you had an open house one year.
It's very beautiful. If you saw behind the house, you would see that there was what they call an airplane beacon back there.
It was clear cut, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And so now that my father can't get in trouble, unfortunately, he's passed away, but he can't get in trouble for this. They started clear cutting an area, and what they did was they put ribbons on trees on the outer area that they were going to do. And my father went out there one night and moved the ribbons forward behind our house. So, you know, if they look to be cutting some of those trees, maybe think about doing maybe looking at that and doing, moving it out a little bit. You didn't hear it from me. But I still remember my dad doing that.
You could say that, and I shouldn't say anything either. My one of my neighbors that just moved in, I've been here for 40 years, never had an issue with anybody, but he had some trees cut in our forested area, and he had the place surveyed, so he had all these red ribbons put along his property line. Well, it doesn't look very good when you're looking out and see red ribbons. So every once in a while, I go over and I cut them short or so they won't. You can't see them.
Perfect. Yeah, it's funny. It's I just when you said that, it made me think of that, and I was like, oh yeah, that was a funny story.
God bless your father. I loved your father. Oh my
God. Yeah, definitely.
He was a wonderful man.
Yeah, he was. He did some crazy stuff looking back at it, and I remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember it actually happening. I remember hearing the story and understanding because you go out into this field that was behind the house and you can see it's a perfect circle with like a wedge cut out of it. It's like little Pac-Man in the corner, and that's where we lived. So it was pretty good stuff. So you just made me think of that. So I appreciate you bringing back that memory for me.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. I wish you well. You stay well, and I hope maybe this is the end of our tree cutting.
I hope so, too, but, you know, maybe recommend, you know, putting in some different trees or putting in some different items. I know you said you're shy, but, you know, it can't hurt to maybe find a flyer for a local garden center and put it in their mailbox.
That's what I feel like doing because I get letters from the telling you that that's where we get our oxygen and the trees absorb the carbon dioxide and all of this. You know, it's so important that we keep these for our future generations. So
it definitely is.
People don't realize it.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I think it's probably something, you know, one of the things I thought about is families were home and spent so much time at home that they want to be outside more. So maybe going into the spring, they're looking at that, expanding the yard. Hey, maybe they're going to grow some pollinators. Maybe they're going to grow some other things that we need. So in the end, it might not look great at first, but maybe it'll be good at the end. So I think
maybe,
you're going to...
Maybe, and it depends a lot on the parents. You know, my parents were farmers, so... that, you know, I'm used to that, and it provided a lot of fun time outdoors.
Definitely. I hear you.
Even if you had to work, even if you had chores to do, it was fun.
Definitely.
Anyway, I don't want to hold you up any longer. I just wanted to know your opinion on what was.
Yeah, and I think there's an ulterior motive there, and I think I think just long term, maybe they're just getting some areas cleaned up. Maybe it's just, you know, getting some more sun in there to grow some other things. So let's hope hope that's the case.
Yeah, that's true. I hope so. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Thank you so much.
All right, Carol. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about an hour and 15 minutes left in the show. We will be here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us that call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. You know, we've talked about a lot of cool different things today that we haven't pushed as much in the past. But, you know, planting, getting some natives, getting some pollinator gardens out there might be a good thing to think about this spring. And we have plenty of ways to do it. But if you have questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here is 855-660-4261. This is the Paul Parent Garden Club, and welcome back. We've got about an hour left in the show, and we've got a bunch of calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ann's in New Hampshire.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a lot of Japanese knotwood I'd like to get rid of. Would this be a good time of year to have it cut down and sprayed?
So cut down, yes. Spraying, no. What I would suggest doing is if somebody can get in there and cut it all down, having them get a heavy-duty black plastic and putting it over the top of where this Japanese knotweed is right now.
I have an awful lot of it.
Well, so the what they say to do is it takes a good amount of times to fix this. What you need to do is spray it, and then spray it a couple weeks later, and then spray it again to try to break down the population. What I suggest doing is when it is cut down, to cut it down to very little, so it's about an inch, and then painting on whatever spray you were want to use on top of it to get rid of it, so it will kill down to the root a little bit easier. The thing is, the reason why I bring up the black plastic is that black plastic will heat up from the sun and start to cook some of the roots down there, and not pushing them through. The heavier plastic does help with that. Thing about it is, if you were to spray right now, the plants really aren't absorbing anything, right? They're dormant, right? So they're not going to absorb the spray that you're doing. So it would basically be a waste of time.
Okay.
So you can cut it down, but spraying it at this point wouldn't really do anything.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Ann. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. That is our number here that you can call to. We can answer any of your gardening questions. Nathan, we got another call. Who's next?
Sue is in Cape Cod.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hi, Sue. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for giving us a call. What can we help you with the garden today?
I have a question about dampening off. I have good luck starting my seeds on top of the refrigerator because it's warm there, but then my little plants die off with the dampening.
Okay. So there's a couple things you can be doing, right? One of them is when you're in that process of the seeds growing, get a small little fan and have the fan oscillate on there and slowly move the plants a little bit, right? What this will do is get them a little bit acclimated to some of the cooler weather, but what it does is that it's not just about the cold when it's going outside to get to that next level. It's about the movement. It's about the feel outside. So what I would look at doing is getting a small fan to do that, get it on there, maybe waiting a little bit longer to get it outside than you normally do. Look at getting possibly a heat mat that goes underneath the plants to keep the roots warm. And what it does is helps the roots grow bigger and go into the whichever type of pot that you have so that they have a better start to get into the next area. So a combination of those things will really get you going into the spring. Look for it to be the end of May, beginning of June, before you really put a lot of those things out, unless it's a spring early flower. But I think everything's, I think those few things will really help you, to be better when it comes to that. All right, Sue?
I also want to tell you that I noticed my neighbor's cutting down his big oak trees, and I saw a property I drive by all the time where the people had a house on the corner. They cut every single tree on the property. There's nothing but grass.
Well, we'll have to talk to them, too.
Another tip I have is...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.